The Defense Department has been worried about retaining top IT talent in recent years. But now that private companies are becoming even more attractive, top DoD officials are taking particular notice. It's not the only problem, though. DoD seeing a lack of IT training internally. The combination of the two could lead to big problems. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni has more.
Lawmakers and journalists like to ask defense officials a very hackneyed question. What keeps you up at night? Meaning, what's the one thing you're afraid will happen and will affect your job? Now, if any military officials' slumbers are actually interrupted by these thoughts is still yet to be determined. But this week, Defense Department Chief Information Officer Terry Halverson told Congress that it was the federal workforce that kept him up at night. Or at least the possible lack of a federal workforce. Halverson told the House Armed Services Emerging Threats Subcommittee he's afraid he won't have the IT workforce he needs, especially after Google just announced a salary increase for cybersecurity workers.
The other, I think, challenge that we're going to have in IT may not be exactly in the budget, and it's going to be the retention of the IT workforce. And frankly, that's going to come down to an economic decision. I happened to be in the Valley last week, and you know, Google announced they're raising the pay for cybersecurity by another 20%. That's going to keep impacting our ability to attract talent. If you ask me about the budget, what keeps me up more at night, that's probably the answer, sir.
That's not the only factor that may be driving talented DoD IT employees into the private sector. Back when sequestration was possibly returning for 2016, National Security Agency Director Admiral Mike Rogers told the Senate Intelligence Committee that budget uncertainty was wreaking havoc on the workforce. Here's Rogers back in September speaking with Senator Angus King.
In the last 5 days or so, as we now are publicly talking about this possibility, watching the reaction at the workforce at NSA and U.S. Cyber Command, who are going again, who could easily get jobs on the outside and earn significantly more amounts of money. This instability, this message to the workforce that you're, and this is probably a pejorative, but you are a secondary consideration in a much larger game, if you will, that drives...
No, it's a smaller game, Admiral.
Smaller game that just drives the workforce. And I, to the point where today, I literally was talking to the leadership about, we need to sit down and figure out how we're going to keep these men and women if their attitude increases.
And that's a keeping these talented men and women is hard enough.
Congress is taking notice of the problem. In the 2016 Defense Authorization Act, it gave DoD some authorities to help bring in industry workers for short periods of time. But Halverson says Congress needs to do more to retain and recruit employees. Here's Halverson again.
I do think we will need some legislation that probably changes slightly the rule sets about what we're allowed to do with the industry people. I think exactly what you stated, we really want to be able to bring them in and have them sit in a position for a year, being able to execute some decisions within the department and then go back to industry. Just like I think there's a market space today for us to have some of our civilian employees go to industry, and industry would like to have them. And I think we'll need to tweak some of the legislation so that could happen more often. I think we share the vision. In the end, we want more of an in and out, back and forth. And you could really see the career path in cyber IT changing so that it's not an all civilian or all government career path, but a much more combined career path. And I think that would serve the nation well.
House Armed Services Emerging Threats Subcommittee Ranking Member Jim Langevin spoke with Federal News Radio after the hearing about what types of reforms the committee might look at to help with retention.
Well, I'm going to be looking to the department for what they need and see how we can work with them to make the changes in law that would allow for that kind of interaction, as he described, both for a year or two, having industry experts come in and with cyber IT skills be able to contribute those talents in some way to the department in their effort to have a robust IT enterprise and maximize our cybersecurity wherever we can. At the same time, allowing people, as Mr. Halverson described, that are already career government employees, be able to go and work in industry for a year or two and gain new skills there. So kind of a win-win for both industry and government. There are barriers and things that we're going to have to work out, and there are challenges in accomplishing that, but hopefully there's a way forward to achieve the goal.
But even in training, DoD is facing challenges with its IT employees. National Guard officials recently testified before the Senate Appropriations Defense Subcommittee about the state of cyber units. The National Guard has plans to increase its number of cyber units to 30. Those units will be stationed in at least 30 states by 2019. But according to the chief of the National Guard, General Frank Grass, there's a backlog in IT training. Federal News Radio has contacted the National Guard to find out the exact number of that backlog, but they did not respond in time for the story. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas had a personal story about the backlog during the hearing.
As you know, the 177th at McConnell specializes in red teaming. They're the only NSA cyber certified cyber red team in the Air National Guard. The issue that I find now to be a challenge is training. There is sufficient number of people who want to fill those slots, but an insufficient number of people who are training those individuals to do so. For example, one of the new cyber squadrons at McConnell has 42 vacancies. I don't think this is because we can't find the individuals who want to fill those 42 vacancies. It's because we only have three of those folks who are in a position to receive the training necessary this fiscal year.
Right now, DoD may have some of the cyber force it needs, but as the cyber force grows, the department is going to need to figure out how to retain, recruit, and train better. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
You can read Scott's story and share this interview with your colleagues. Just go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.